99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to Dailies Today for today, Thursday. It's 7:32 from our studio clock here. Welcome to the second part of Dailies Today. I am Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Diso. Good morning. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, yes, they can hear you clearly. Now, let's begin by telling you that you can watch us live, listen live, on our website, nigeriainfo.fm, that's right, or through the mobile app. You can get that one from your respective app stores, or just watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. Page 8 is where we're starting from. U-Tide, Tinubu cuts transport fare by 50%.
That headline is wrong. That headline is wrong and gives a wrong impression. And I know that it is impression. It's a propaganda thing, really. It's of very little effect. But the headline, these kind of headlines, are to endear the people. Before I go on, I'd like you to go to your YouTube in your spare time. One good thing that came out of Godswill Akpabio's birthday series, I call it series now. We had stadium, we had lecture, and so we had party and so on and so forth. But that came out of it is he had a lecture that was attended even by the president. And the lecture there was delivered by Olisa Agbakoba. It was a masterpiece. It was a masterpiece. And I am glad he was bold enough to deliver that lecture. You know, he didn't criticize anybody. He just talked about a blueprint, and he made it look so simple. Even I felt stupid that how come I didn't think of some of these things. It was a masterpiece. Why am I referring to Olisa Agbakoba? A country that has at this point in time the likes of Agbakoba at Tedo Peter side, that has Professor Odika Kalu, that has Patutomi. Now, I have to look for one Yoruba person and someone from the north to balance it. But that has people like that and doesn't you put them to that, had an Oshibaju and doesn't put them to good use, is going to end up having this kind of harebrained Christmas package that we have. The irony is that the APC is full of a lot of brilliant people, but they would never bring them to the fore. Rather, you have an SSA saying where we're expressing worry about, the multinationals leaving, and it comes up to say that some radicine whatever are going to build a hotel, and that is supposed to be some kind of FDI. Why do I say so? When you go away from the headline, which even the NLC, and I agree with, say is workable, you will know that what you have is some luxury bus operators probably would be giving some money, and then those of the railway, whatever, the railways will be completely free, which has been done from the days of Aregbesola, in Osun. But you ask yourself, what percentage of the population would be able to take advantage of this? Minimal. Minimal. The story says that he has directed 50% in land transportation across. We can't direct something. We don't have national buses. So you can't direct a reduction in something that you don't own. But apparently, to be fair to them, apparently, the Minister of Solid Minerals Development and whatever, Mr. Adeleye Alake, disclosed that they had been in consultations with some luxury bus owners. I mean, there is no luxury bus service in the whole of the West up till Benin. In the whole of the West, there's no luxury bus service. The closest luxury bus service to us here is probably, I don't even think there's a luxury bus service to Delta. I'm not too sure. But even let's leave that. Okay, so we get to Benin and then to the north, to Maiduguri, Kaduna, Kano, and so on and so forth. Is that supposed to be? That's a Christmas package for the few. And I don't see anything to celebrate in it. I'm sorry, oh, people will say I'm highly critical. Yes, I am, because this kind of deceit is something that I just don't understand.
I think they said they also spoke with minibuses as well.
What I read with luxury buses, what I have in my paper here, the luxury buses, says the luxury buses have 22. What they have done is they've spoken with the established luxury bus operators, and then maybe the like GIG, this some for their whatever, and so what is the reason? Alake says that in the spirit of Christmas, all this propaganda is, it says the spirit of Christmas, bring down the cost of public transportation to allow our compatriots who want to travel to visit their loved ones and hometowns to do so without stress and extra burden. The president is well aware of the recent increase in cost. Isn't there some other thing of general nature that could have been done that more people will be able to key into? Because how do you translate
chasing shadows?
As simple as that. That's what it is.
They're chasing shadows.
It doesn't sound like
go heavy.
Go away. Anyway, let me cut out all the propaganda. But to go straight, since from tomorrow, Nigerians willing to travel can board public transport luxury buses at 50% discount. That's what Alake said. He didn't say all buses. He said, so all those going to Ilorin and not this, what do you call this vehicle now? This Sienna and all these other people's, that is not there.
It's possible that the paper tucked it in somewhere, because I saw the original.
It's not in what Alake said. I
saw the original statement. So they included minibuses there. But my own concern is just that how many of such transport owners or companies have they spoken with? Like you said, the impact could be very minimal. To be very honest, there are a lot of people that transportation to their villages is not even in their agenda, because even when they get there, how do they sort themselves out there?
What is like on the agenda of most people is food.
Is food. Feeding. Food.
There was a time we really don't want to go back to those times, but I remember with nostalgia when we had a company called National Supply. Mm. But even Lagos State has all these rice and things for a state. Can't the federal work in conjunction with the states to do something that will put food on people's tables? Import whatever it is, milk and whatever, maybe not branded, just Nigeria milk, just something to put something in this belly. Eh? And anyway, now, this is the clincher. It is a big joke, transport operators. Luxury bus, that's why I said it's propaganda. It's not well thought out. It's a last minute whatever. It says, luxury bus operators in Abuja express shock and feigned ignorance over the development. It's in the Vanguard.
They said they've been talking with
them. And these ones, they feigned ignorance. Vanguard correspondent who visited the Yongsha Grove observed that the fare of the executive bus price from Abuja to Oweri and Umahia is that it costs 35,000. Yeah. Abuja to Enugu and Onitsha costs 35,100, while Abuja to Abia and Port Harcourt costs 40,000. Also, morning highest buses charges are from Abuja to this. They list all the prices. Then there's also night bus. One of the top officials of the Yongsha Group Abuja branch, who spoke to our correspondent on condition of anonymity, said government moves was a mere publicity stunt, stating that they were not even consulted prior to the decision. I like where you love people. She said that the aforementioned prices would not go lower, but would be increased soon. usually towards Christmas, towards New Year, it goes up like that. Suggesting that the government had also started implementing the directive on the train services, she said, they are not serious. This country is a joke. They think private operators enjoy what government operators do. Trains run on what? And buses run on what? Please, let's be guided. Another staff of Ekison Transport, Emekan Dubisi, Abuja said, I am actually not aware. If the young is not aware, the young is one of the biggest boys in the business.
Hmm.
He goes from here all the way to Maiduguri.
Oh.
Yes. The other ones focus more on the east. The young goes everywhere to the east, and it goes all the way. The young goes to Maiduguri. So if the young say they don't know, I wonder who they've been talking to. And he says that one of the top officials, another staff of Ekesin is another one, says, I am actually not aware if they carried private sector along in this. They are funny if they didn't, because we are not aware. If we were carried along by now, we would have been called for a meeting to discuss this, but no. On the other hand, reducing transport fare by 50% is impractical and unsustainable decision for interstate transport operators. This move completely disregards the operational costs involved in running a transport business, fare prices, maintenance, salaries, and so on and so forth. They talk about that. Another counter staff of God is Good Motors, GIGM, who in Abuja, who preferred anonymity, said, even though the idea is a good one, but if it's not possible, though, we don't trust this government. Their lies are too much. You see how sad it is.
Mm.
In fact, the decision to reduce transport fare by 50% seems like a hasty and uninformed move. They fail to realize that interstate operators have been grappling with financial challenges for years due to rising operational costs and so on and so forth. However, a bit of the good news, the Railway Corporation, RTEN and NATO said that they will comply. The MD of Railway, Mr. Fidel Okina, said, it's a good step as a government, so you know what it will be like. But the modality for going on the train, even though it is free, is that you need to get your ticket online.
Okay.
This is. I'm glad to hear this. I thought that people would just queue and go on the train. No. So he said, no, that portal will be closed by now, I can assure you, and be operated by TAPS. But that's another thing. That's not the government. The government has done its own. He says that you call on the travelers to get your tickets online, because this is the only way to prevent rowdiness at the station. So you get your ticket online to have access to board the train. When it gets to checkout, you just say free, and you print the ticket with your seat number. I will get a first-class ticket. I was actually thinking of going to Ibadan, doing a day return, you know, to go and eat Folake's rice.
Why did you mention it?
I didn't say there are so many Folakes now, but it's Folakes rice. Rice and Andugo. I was even going to ask you to come along.
You know, you can go.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Quadri, please, I understand you watch this program. I don't think I'm leading your husband astray. It's just fun. Meanwhile, it says that the fares have skyrocketed, and less than 5 days to Christmas, the fares have gone up. This government needs some tinkering, and I just wish the president would put more exposed and more experience. There's so many of them, more experience. Even the president was looking at Agbakuba with awe, but what I also read on his face, he had this kind of smirk that, oh, boy, finish your talking, Joe. You don't know what practically is going on here. That's what I read on his face, But what he said made sense. But then I guess it depends on what the agenda. Don't let's even go into that politics now. What the agenda of the political party is in this.
Look, good luck to you if you're traveling. Just know that if you want to enjoy the benefits as well, you need to leave wherever you're going by the 4th of January.
And when does it? And you should come back when?
4th of January.
Oh, it's 4th of January.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think it's from tomorrow.
It's from today.
From today. So if this paper is writing this story we are reading today, then you know that the arrangement is. Our newspapers should watch this thing. Send out all your correspondence and get a feel of what it is. So before you clap, just hold it. But also, like Sheriff said, what percentage, even if it worked well, what percentage, this is just for ups. That's all.
Let's go to Rivers. In the Vanguard newspaper, they have this story on page 5. Rivers crisis, Fubara will implement Abuja agreement, the government.
Well, I spent the half of the night watching various opinions on this, and so let's get the feel of what is now being said. The G27 lawmakers withdraw impeachment notice against the governor. How can the G? What about the G27 lawmakers? Don't say. So are they now back as lawmakers?
What's the meaning of G27?
And you know they always are. Within a second, you can get a label in political whatever. What it means is the 27 lawmakers withdrew impeachment notice. How can they still be lawmakers when they have gone to another party?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is one. Drama as legislators move to withdraw Fubara suit stalls. Drama as legislators move to withdraw Fubara suit stalls. Okay, all right. So, we have no instruction to withdraw suit, says the government lawyer. We aren't aware of withdrawal of notice, River State's government house. Abi? RSGH.
Yes.
Justice Government House. We aren't
River State. RS what?
RSGH. Okay. River State Government House.
Government House.
Tinubu's intervention in nullity, rape on democracy, IYC, and Niger Delta groups. Fubara's 100,000 Christmas bonus excites NLC. 100,000 to who? Yes.
Oh, wait.
The rest of the paper is not here.
What?
Yes, he's giving Fubara's 100,000 Christmas bonus. Okay. That's it here now. It says that Governor Fubara's 100,000 Christmas bonus excited the NLC and River State workers who prayed that no evil machination.
Of course. 100K, that's commendable.
I'm seeing an Ngige at work here.
Yeah?
This is the same thing that Ngige did. When he saw he had this problem with the Ubas, he just ran to the masses and upped his performance. And by the time the Ubas were finishing flexing all their power, the masses were on his side. So it's an unending drama. It's an unending drama. And the crisis is a threat to Nigeria's democracy. What I was also able to gather overnight was that apparently even the APC, a lot of the APC people are not happy with Wike. And their belief is that if the president is not careful, this Wike's political rascality, could end up hurting the president himself. Even though something tells me he's also a beneficiary of the rascality, or he hopes he will be a beneficiary, but he needs to draw a middle ground. I think Wike has overdone it. I think he has completely overdone whatever he thinks he's doing. Because at the end of the day, the issue strictly is a sharing formula, which has no benefit to the people. Are we going to lie about that? You've been governor for 8 years. So perpetually now, he must have an interest in what goes on. Tinubu didn't imagine like that, to give him that credit. In some cases, Tinubu backed down. In some cases, he backed down. He knew when to withdraw. And people, all kinds of things are ascribed to Tinubu. But I can tell you this, when it comes to political movements and so on and so forth, he's a master of the game. People don't know. In some cases, he backed down. He didn't want Fashola to go for a second term. And he could have insisted on it. But he backed down. Even people like us gave him a lot of pressure when Fashola was going to go for a second term. That this is the man the people want. And I think Fubara has started along that axis now. I'm not going to Ibadan again. Is there a free train to Port Harcourt?
I don't know.
We want to Magbeleju. My cousin is. You know, even Tinubu, he knew when to back down. But Wike is I'd rather not just say what I have at the back of my head, because a lot of the things he does sometimes are not rational. when I saw the way he was presenting himself at the office of my cousin's office of the chief of staff as the current minister, and doing the jig or what kind of dance or whatever I thought he was doing, and you know, always fighting here and fighting there. You can't have everything now. And this is a man who at all times was even insulting the people of Rivers by insulting their leaders, the traditional rulers. We all know the name of the game. What I am sure that what played a very strong whatever in Wike's acceptance, quote and unquote, in Rivers State at the time he was in power, was partially fear, and then the other side of money, because it was very brutal. I don't know.
Let's go to the Punch newspaper this morning. We're going to look at the news page, that's the metro page of the Punch newspaper. Yes. But perhaps let's look at the panorama first.
Yes, a controversy over blessings for same-sex couples. Mm. Clerics, I just want to call on Nigerians. Let us stand firm on our beliefs. Would that be the right thing to say? I have nothing against same-sex unions, as long as nobody is inviting me to come and participate in any manner. Mm. But for God's sake, we have the African tradition we must never lose sight of. It's part of what we keep saying every day, but I don't want us to go down that road again. Because the simple logic that I have, there are guidelines for blessing marriages. How do you bless something that you don't recognize? And Africans should open up their eyes. These people frown seriously at polygamy. I don't get it. But you don't mind same-sex marriages. That funny man that goes about, I don't know whether he's for real or whatever, and now says that he's found a lover and whatever, he should be extremely careful. He's trailing very, very, very close. He knows himself. Somebody will tell him, because it'd be like saying, now your matter, then they talk. He should be careful. Because I heard his is supposed to be some commercial venture. I don't know what it is. But even on Facebook, he's publishing some funny videos that are completely disgusting. Mm. Teenager kills girlfriend over 5,000 naira debt. Protesting Abia community accuses butchers of extortion, rape and assault. Police arrest man for allegedly killing father in Kwara. My God. Okay, so the government is warning you in Lagos State. Lagos State government warns against improper waste disposal at Yuletide. Sanwo-Olu pledges more funding for artisans. I saw something that the government opened, was it yesterday? Like, I think it's like an agricultural hub.
Yes, in Moshi.
Beautiful. Mm, beautiful.
Some days ago.
Beautiful. I think I'm beginning to think what could have happened to this gentleman in his first term. He probably didn't have, you know, enough time and presence of mind to do the things he would have wanted to do. That is why we must fight godfatherism. Mm. Because if this man is doing this at this point in time, fresh into the game, you can imagine what he probably could have done.
Could have done, yeah.
But there was somebody breathing down his neck. But I remember telling him that nobody is going to remember the man who's breathing down your neck is your name.
Yep,
so right. God has been so kind. He has diverted the attention of that man to a bigger bowl and more sumptuous bowl. And now we can get our governor going. So this is very nice. Kudos. I liked what I saw there. And it's good. So what is this story saying? He has assured artisans and tradesmen in the state of his administration's commitment to scale up funding for the sector. That's very good. If we keep these things going, the heat will come down, obviously. Lagos directs tankers, trailers to vacate Apapa Oshodi Expressway. That one is huffing and puffing. That is not going to happen. I don't know who is going to solve that problem of Apapa Oshodi Expressway.
Right. We're going to take our last story because of time.
Be our last story now.
Yes.
This one that I read now.
No, let's take this one.
Let's go now.
Let's take this one. Let's take this one.
Is there any?
Is there what?
I want to go and take coffee.
Let's take this one. Okay, just short one. Nigeria will bounce back in a couple of months. Shatima.
The Vice President Kassim Shettima has talents graduates to embrace their potential and continue to build in a bright future for Nigeria instead of jolting out of the country in search of greener pastures. Okay, they will always jolt out because you haven't made the atmosphere conducive and you people are not setting good examples for them. QED, that's what it is. You can't be doing one thing and then expect that. Who do you think would want to remain in a country like this if he could leave? You haven't made the country livable. That's why I didn't want to take this thing. You forced me to take this story. Because some of these speeches are just, they just ditched out to, you know, and said he gave the charge on Wednesday when the chief of staff, Honorable Femi Gwajamila, led the graduating class of the second cohort of the legislative mentorship initiative. Okay.
Long story.
Time up.
Let's be going, actually. Right on time. We have to go now. But we're back tomorrow. He's back at 9, right?
Yeah, I'm back at 9.
Okay. All right. Lagos, stay here.
I'm going to go on a holiday.
We can't go.
I'm going on.
We can't. Well, yes, when the time is right, but not.
The time is all right now.